Welcome to the Grace Down Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT Down. I'm Mike the Explosive One. And once again, a very special guest with more stories from the throes of college. We have the beautiful, illustrious
Charlie
with us today. Welcome Thank back. You for coming again 4 days in a row.
So, yesterday we started the sorority talk and we talked about trafficking and exchanges.
basically,
all sorts of wild ass sorority stuff. And you said you had more.
Now, I just want to say is that exchanging is weird. We need to change the culture on that right now.
All right. Yeah, it's pretty weird. Also, I'm realizing that all the things I thought were normal are not normal. from someone's perspective that wasn't in the Greek system, you guys are so interested, and I'm this was just totally normal.
Yeah. No! I came to a podcast and I left with an entirely different perspective on my past.
A lot of the cult-like behavior is pretty standard in a lot of these in a lot of fraternity sororities.
Yeah,
the whole
absolutely.
Secretive and you're a part of a club and a secret organization. I feel that.
It's like the skull.
And we're aware of that.
Yeah.
With some of the things that we do during orientation,
pledge week,
initiation. Duh.
Wow. Oh yeah, we got to get into the hazing.
We didn't haze.
You can't do that anymore,
subtle hazing. Yes.
Wasn't make them get alcohol poisoning or anything.
That shit's been illegal since
people did that on their own. Yeah. You didn't need to haze girls to get alcohol poisoning. They could do that on their own. But
wow,
so you talked about the weekly structure.
Yeah,
so what happened with the pledges? Did they have to do the chores? Did they have how did you get treated?
No, pledges were fine. I mean, you had rules and stuff that you had to follow. You were not allowed to wear letters on campus because you're not an official initiated member. And wearing letters, I mean, you can't wear the official Gamma Phi Beta.
Okay.
On you.
Jonas is living off of the movies back in the 80s where you used to make you wear a toilet brush around your neck. They can't do that anymore.
No, you get in a lot of trouble now.
Yeah. What was the wildest thing you saw happen in the whole atmosphere of sorority life or while you were there? At some random party or what? It doesn't have to be with you.
What's the wildest
shit you saw, period?
Oh my God. Well, at my college, people would fall out of windows and die.
Oh my God.
Die.
That's wild.
And die.
Or get brain damage.
Oh my God.
They would fall out of windows and die or get brain damage.
Wait, how many?
Exactly. Because it wasn't stated there was one person that this happened to. No. People would fall out of windows and die or get brain damage.
I'm not laughing at their death.
No, I am not either.
No, it's awful.
How many, while you were there?
Multiple. More than a few.
What the fuck does that mean?
So my college, the big thing was drinking, okay?
Well, right.
And that's every college. But
I
don't know why you don't hear about people falling out of windows but this was a thing.
How many is more than a few? Give me a ballpark.
Was there 10 six? While you were there?
Six.
Probably six.
Six people.
While you were there only.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
God.
That's
4 years.
No idea how many before you or how many after.
Probably a lot.
Okay.
And did you hear about all of them? There's probably some you didn't hear about.
Yeah, probably.
You probably hear about
them all. Man, so that's one and a half a year. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You know how many people I've known that fell out of a window? Zero.
Yeah, zero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm at six.
Unless you're against the Russian government, falling out of a window ain't a normal thing.
You get so drunk you just fall from three stories up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see that.
They're just partying on the roof and fell off.
There's windows, you know?
Was there anybody that would go around and make sure the underage people weren't drinking access to that point?
No. That's it was just kind of a given that anyone walking around late at night on Greek Row was wasted, and I don't know, how different does a 20-year-old look from a 21-year-old?
Yeah, you're right. Did anybody flip a car over or set a car on fire or anything like that?
Set a car on fire, yeah, and couches after football games. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Storm in the field. Well, you went to big game.
You a wild girl for going to this school.
Yeah, it was a good time. I got a good education, okay?
I believe it.
You can learn hungover.
I was going to say, actually, I don't remember anything I learned in college.
I don't think that's true.
I was too drunk.
You told us a ton of stuff that you remember.
I was too drunk. No.
Okay, so other than... Do you remember...
Me and Jonas went to college too. I want to put this out there, but my experience was nowhere near this.
I was very much surprised that the answer was people fell out windows.
There you go. You got to quote it correctly. People.
Other than like falling out of a window, what other wild shit was going on? Like people setting cars on fire, couches, like.
I know, but I can't think of anything because everything was normal to me. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know, everyone falling into bushes, someone falling into a bush when you're walking back from the bar.
Let me ask you this. What was your favorite story of the entire time you were there?
My favorite story?
Yeah.
This man, you crazy. You a wild boy.
probably like fights that would break out.
Did you run into a fight, girl?
Oh, I have a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. When I was a pledge, my first night ever, I was out with the girl who was supposed to like be
your like mentor,
the person who's like assigned to you to watch you because you're 18 years old around.
You're
a bunch
brand
of
new, like
20 year olds and who have been partying for
the blind leading the blind.
Yeah,
in this
like
case.
I'm fresh out of high school, so
she's guarding you from the predators who are just like, I mean, ooh, here's
literally
a brand new.
That's definitely
a thing. Okay, so we go out to a party at a frat, and I somehow get in between these two guys who decide to fight, and I get punched in the head, and this is my first night ever, and I had to
first night at school.
Yeah, my first night of class. Yeah, it was like the first day of class, and then that first night, it was like, oh my god, our first exchange ever, and then we went to the exchange, and then we went out to a frat party later, and yeah, I got punched in the head as like a bystander.
Did you put an asterisk by them?
Actually, my sorority president had to talk to that fraternity president, and they had to apologize to me.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Did you believe it? Was it authentic? The apology?
I guess. I mean they're like drunk boys.
Her in the head, right?
Yeah, nobody meant to.
Did you see anything like you said the fights? Like, did you see like anything that was like, ooh, that went too far?
Yeah, someone like breaking a glass, but not just a glass, like a very large like a
vase.
Basically, but you drank them at the bar, and someone smashed it on another dude's head.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
It was bad. I think you got blacklisted for that one.
I would say that would cause a blacklist.
Yeah,
a bar,
probably.
I've seen bar fights turn out really bad, you know, so don't hit anybody over the head with a bottle because you can cause some serious
I saw a dude get a pool cue broken over his back at a bar one time.
Oh. It doesn't seem like that would be too bad.
He hit him over his shoulder.
Hey, you got a pool cue?
We're going to do it for as long as we're going to make a short out of it. Yeah.
For anything for a view.
Anything for the views.
He like slammed it and it hit him like on the shoulder on the back and it snapped over. I'm like, I'm sure that hurt like a bee.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was wild.
It is crazy.
Nothing like that in my
college.
They're
probably on meth.
You never got into any fights yourself?
No. I mean, there was a one time I kind of scared. Okay, I'm very tall and I kind of scared this girl who had been
seeing
my.
So you like intimidated her?
How tall are you?
Hell yeah.
I'm 5'10".
5'10", okay.
There was this girl who was like seeing my ex-boyfriend and I didn't like her. And
you were like, you better get out of here.
We ran into each other in the bathroom and she was scared of me.
Oh,
you just
funny meeting
her?
You here.
I kind of started yelling and then she like ran away.
Oh my God.
Well, she like.
But I'm not like that anymore.
I
I'm really
you
nice
were that type of person.
How tall was she?
No, I'm not.
5 foot?
Probably like 5'6".
Oh, so you like we're like towering.
This little
over
girl,
this, like,
you know.
Listen up, you. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't ever bring your feet
I
in this house again.
I wouldn't have done anything. I don't know. The alcohol sometimes. That's one thing. Like the drinking culture there is so strong. Okay. And now that we're all getting older, because I'm like almost 10 years removed from college. A lot of people are like posting on social media that they've gone sober and I'm like, you used to be the biggest freaking alcohol.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
good for
the
that.
Reason.
That's awesome. Like, because it was so normal in college to just, like I said, black out like 4 or 5 times a week. So.
Yeah. I mean, I know quite a few people from like my younger years that like ended up with problems, whether it's drugs or alcohol or something else and went to rehab or lot of them have died from like overdoses and shit. Like it's wild, man.
Yeah, you'll come across that age. Have you had any of your sorority mates die on you yet?
I know a couple guys from fraternities who have died.
Yeah.
That's not the thing, really, man. Sorority. I remember my first high school friend that I had that had passed on me. It's one of those sobering things where you're like, whoa, I really am lucky to make it to the age that I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'm really surprised that you never got into a fight because you look like you can throw down. I'm not going to lie. You came in through the door.
You had your brass knucks on.
What a compliment.
You had four-inch heels on. I was like, this girl is going to kick my ass.
And I will. And
yeah,
I will.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
You seem ruthless.
Yeah. We'll put that on. We'll make that into a short, too.
Any last words on sorority life?
I would never let my daughter join a sorority.
Really?
Why not?
Because... Well, and nowadays they're so different. Like, they used to be a lot more lax, which is honestly probably pretty bad. But it's not worth the money, first of all.
You pay for your friends.
That's like a common saying is like you paying for your friends in a sorority. Yeah. You pay a lot. You pay to live in the house and you pay the meals and you pay the dues
how
and
much,
all that.
How much a month are we talking?
I don't know because my parents paid for it. Isn't that awful?
No, it's perfectly fine.
They paid for you to get blackout drunk.
Yeah, they did.
Thanks, Mom.
Wow.
But I met my lifelong sisters.
Aww. How many of them do you still talk to today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a whole group of girls that
Oh, that's nice. Well, so you at least literally have a group of close friends from
And see, that's the thing is that they do. They keep a lot of these friends lifelong. And if they have like connections in certain industries, that translates, well, man.
That's the whole thing about frats and stuff. It's like,
networking.
My frat brother's now a CEO at wherever. And I'm a whatever, you know, it's like they hook each other up because they
so you
wouldn't let your daughter join even after knowing some of the benefits.
No, I don't know if the culture changes around like drinking and partying and the hazing and the, I think honestly the fraternities are more of the problem.
They're really
scary.
You get a bunch of 18-year-old dudes with testosterone just blaring and like.
I'm not going to lie. Everything she's told us so far, I'm like, were you safe?
Yeah.
But she has not. At no point has she led to the fact that she did not feel safe. So I'm like, okay.
No, the stories that boys would tell about what happened in their frats was crazy. So.
I bet.
We were not hazed. Boys were, but we were not.
So. Yeah. Fair enough. Guys are dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Wait, what? I'm a nice guy.
I mean.
says the nice guy.
Yeah. That's all the time we have for this episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe. Go to thecrazysound.com for Jonas.
TNT and.
Charlie.
We out.